Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to you. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. Well, of course, I am happy to hear our intro, happy to know that we are on our webcast, and for the first time in a long time, I'm happy to hear my voice. Here's why I'm saying all of that, because on yesterday we were unable to proceed with our webcast because of some technical issues at our network. And of course it was disappointing, but we took it in stride and know that God is always in control, so we didn't lose faith. We just continued to trust him that the people on that end of things would be able to resolve all of their issues. But we were ready to go, and so were you. And but to God be the glory. We have the victory. We're on today, so we're praising God. So that is our first praise report for today, that God gave us favor where all technical issues were resolved on yesterday, and we are back on our webcast. Praise God. I trust that you can join me in saying that. Well, today, the title of our program today is He Rejoices and Weeps. And it's wonderful to know that God does rejoice and he does weep. He has feelings for us. He's touched by our particular situations. And, you know, so we don't have to feel alone as we go through the phases of life that oftentimes takes us down the path of joy. And then there are times that we are sad and maybe even weep. So thank God for you. Welcome to all of our partners, all of our intercessors, all of the people that are friends of God and the faithful, and that's you. And we thank you for joining us on today. Today, our meditative verse for us to meditate on so that we can better know the God that we serve, which is He's the only wise God. There's no other God. There's wannabe gods, but he is God. And he is not simply mighty. He is almighty. And it's taken from Romans chapter 12, verse 15. The book of Romans is a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome. And in it he said, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep." So it's okay to experience joy, and also we do experience, as a matter of life, we do experience sadness that oftentimes will bring us to weeping. So the takeaway for meditation on this day, which is Thursday, September the 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2013, is that God is saying, "I am he who rejoices with those who rejoice." Imagine that. So God is so linked to us. Our Father in heaven is so linked to us that he engages in the emotions, or is touched by our emotions, so that there is a connection, a definite connection. I'd just like to lift quickly, as we go to our prayer agenda today, just two scriptures from the book of Psalms. And the first one is from Psalm 78, and verse 38 and 39. It says, "God, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath, for he remembered that they were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again. That's Psalm 78, verse 38 and verse 39. And finally, there is Psalm 86 in verse 15. And all of these scriptures, well, the first one was from the New King James, and the latter one, which is now, is from the NIV. And it says, "You, O Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness." Well, our God is touched by compassion, so He's able to enter into our joys, enter into our weepings, just as we do. So what we get here as a picture is that our Father's nature is one of love, patience, loving kindness, and mercy. Therefore, we must also learn compassion. The same thing that He expresses and the same thing that He feels towards us, we must be vessels and conduits and carriers of that same set of feelings or emotions. Praise God. Well, your lines are open, and I know you must be filled with praise reports and requests, because like myself, you missed yesterday. We missed being together on yesterday, and boy, it felt strange. It really did, you know, that we were not able to connect with each other, and of course, together go before the throne of grace. But of course, we have that opportunity today. Praise His name. Well, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, feel free to bring it forth. And what I'll do while we're waiting for anyone who has that to come forth, we are prayer targets for today. One of those things, one of them, and the first one, is we want to pray for women that God would is able to, you know, we're simply praying the will of God. We're praying His desire. And the world has its own agenda and its own ways and thoughts about various situations that are in the earth. And we are just lining up, aligning ourselves with His thoughts and His feelings. That's why these agendas show up as it is. We want to make sure that we're feeling what He's feeling, and we are in line with Him. So we want to pray, seek God on behalf of women today. We want to seek God on behalf of the unborn. Yes, the unborn. Doesn't make sense, does it? Well, the unborn is in the earth. I just pause for a minute for us to process that. They are in the womb. It so happened that that can be one of the most dangerous places for a child to be in our society, given the rates of abortion. And that may be touchy and sensitive for some, and we want to pray God on the behalf of the unborn, that they would be able to live and live for His purposes, His and His alone. They would not be murdered. I said murdered. There's no such thing as being as abortion per se, of a fetus per se. It's a person. A person created by God, not by their parents. Their parents had a handshake, but God is the creator. And so a lot of that is going on. In fact, in certain communities, there's genocide being perpetrated every single day. It's part of a larger agenda. And that may be something that you're interested in. You can do the research, and it's going to reveal many things to you that would cause you to want to weep if not weep. Though it wouldn't be something that you're experiencing joy about. However, that's one of our items for today. And so I would ask if you would join me in going before the throne of grace. And the first thing we want to do is to make sure that we receive a supernatural cleansing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne today, and we come humbly because we come with needs to be made clean, to be made whole, to be touched by the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for us. He bled for us that we would have cleansing and forgiveness, such as we're doing right now. We're requesting your compassion on us. You know we are but flesh. Therefore, we come before you with thanksgiving and with praise for the access we have, that we can come to you boldly and freely, knowing that you will receive us. So we thank you for receiving us today through the cleansing of the blood, through the covering of the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself, the one who is worthy to open the book. In the name of Jesus, we come today. And Father, we ask you to strengthen us where we're weak. We ask you to cause us to grow where we're stunted. We ask you to cause us to sense and line up and feel your heart so that our hearts are affected in the same way that your hearts turn towards us, that our hearts would be turned to not only ourselves, but to others, out of clear and simple compassion and love for your people and for your creation. We thank you today, and we do bless your name. Father, we want to lift up today those, the unborn, that are right now positioned in the womb. And we know, because our society has orchestrated laws and policies that would leave the womb an unsafe place. An unsafe place for those that, whom you have sent to this earth to be a blessing. To be a blessing to mankind. Maybe there's one today that is one that would find the cure for cancer. Maybe there's one that would find other cures because you've wired those vessels or that vessel to be a blessing, to be caring and to be compassionate and want to have a mission and has a mission and a task to make the difference. But yet, we, in our ignorance, we would abort, we would murder those individuals, not knowing what your plan is, being ignorant in ourselves and in our sin. We don't know what you intended to do, but we do what we felt is our will. So forgive us for those past actions in the name of Jesus. And Father, even now, where there's a mother that is considering getting rid of her child because of, for whatever reason, she has justified her actions, we ask you right now to arrest her mind and spirit by the Holy Ghost right now, by the Spirit of God. Arrest their mind and spirit right now so that this day will not be an end to the life of that child. But this day would be a day of protection, care, and love and compassion for that child, so that this person will find peace. The turmoil would end on today. And Father, we pray for those abortion centers where these babies are being killed routinely as if they are nothing, less than an animal. We pray right now that their operations would cease. You would move by your Spirit to impede their operations. Even on this day, their practices would be prohibited and stopped in the name of Jesus. Father, we believe in rights, but there are certain rights that everyone is entitled to, everyone that you've created. And we thank you for hearing and answering our prayer today. We pray that these children will be born, will be delivered, and that they will be your generations that will worship and praise you to defeat the adversary's plots in the name of Jesus. Your plans for these lives will come forth in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Father, if there's anyone that is listening live, that is streaming our broadcast or webcast presently, or we'll do that later, that have in the past been involved in getting rid of a child or children, we pray right now that your forgiving grace would rest upon them, that they would be able to overcome in their spirit and in their mind the issue that the enemy now uses to taunt them, because he's had a victory over them in the past. Now show them, Lord, your great compassion. Let them feel the wrapping of your love and kindness around them and your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, is there a praise report and or a prayer request on this wonderful day, Thursday, September 26th? Once again, thank you for joining us. We have our switchboard is lit up as usual, and for that, we do not take it for granted. We thank God for all of you, and we trust that you're enjoying peace right now and the joy of the Lord. But please, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, do not hesitate to voice it as we go forward on this webcast today. Okay, we did mention, I believe it was Monday or sometime like that, or it might have been Tuesday, about the Christians that are being persecuted in the nation of Egypt. And in Isaiah chapter 19 and verse 25, that is, God says, "Blessed be Egypt, my people." God has people in Egypt. Yes. Yeah, there's people that God loves all around the world. And there are Christians in the nation of Egypt that are being murdered, being killed, literally. Churches are being burned. Christian churches are being burned to the ground. Now, who would be behind that? None other than Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah, he is the one that's orchestrating that, and he has people that he can use that are available to him. So we want to pray on their behalf once again, because this persecution is not going to be located or restricted or kept just in Egypt. It will happen in various places, even here. Once Christians begin to be effective, like Jesus was, then Jesus said, they will kill you, they will persecute you. That's exactly what is going on. And so That is now. That is happening presently. So please join me in just lifting up those believers. Those believers. They were believers in Christ. They are followers of Christ. Father, we lift up the church as a whole in the nation of Egypt, even on this day that has already dawned for them, that you would encourage their hearts, strengthen them, that their faith would not fail, that their strength would be much, their joy would be full, and that they would be saved from the wiles of the adversary who seeks to obliterate them so that they will have no effect on the outcomes for the nation of Egypt. But you did say, blessed is my people, Egypt. So we are going to agree, and we are agreeing right now with you, that blessed is your people, Egypt. Blessed. Blessed in the name of Jesus, in spite of the plots, in spite of the designs, the evil, wicked designs. We speak life. We speak wellness. We speak safety, security, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we know a little bit about your style. And your style is such that they rise higher. They are much stronger in spite of the persecution. In the name of Jesus, they go forth boldly, not loving their lives unto death, overcoming by the blood and by the word of their testimony. So we thank you, Lord, that they are being an example to us. They are being strong in the face of great persecution. So we thank you, Lord. Help them today. Meet every need. Calm all of their fears in the name of Jesus, so that they are standing tall, facing Goliath with simple stones and a sling, but eventually taking his head. In Jesus' name we pray. And I trust that all of our partners are able to say amen. Amen. Well, once again, welcome you to our program today. He rejoices and weeps. And that's what the Word of God tells us, that he weeps with us and he's full of joy right along with us. Okay, is there a praise report or a prayer request? If you're wondering why we keep advancing with our program, even as we ask, we are on a broadcast. It's not simply a prayer line as some are familiar with. This is a webcast that goes across the earth. Wherever someone has access to the internet, they can be listening. And our reports tell us that thousands are listening. That's we get reports because it's the internet. You can track every single person that is listening. You can track the fact that someone came into our program at some point, either live or later, during that day or during that week, because all our programs, all of our webcasts are archived, they're stored, they're recorded and stored. And so you can go back to our very first one and listen to it all over again. So everyone is recorded and logged and archived. And so we can track every access to our archives, whether live or later. So that is why I can give you statistics and tell you that thousands are listening. So what we're doing is what God ordained, and God is using this webcast and our programs to bless others in many nations, and some are not able to call in because, you know, it would be price prohibitive for them to call from wherever they are, and they might not even have access to that, but they may have be able to access us on a smartphone, let's say from Japan, China, wherever, just log in, and they're hearing us, and we're on with them for all intents and purposes. We are live once they're in. So please know that, and pray for this webcast, that God is using it to be a blessing to others. Okay. We'll pray today for the schools, as we were doing. We were praying for high school age youth, and we want to continue to pray for them. I know that in our community, in our city, they're dying. It's urgent. They are dying. There are so many guns that are out there and available, that these young people, their lives are short. Just on Saturday evening, he was shot 9 times. He's just 19. Now, of course, they're out there involved in a life that is extremely dangerous. You know, they're involved in all kinds of illegal activities, and so it's costing. So today we will pray for University High School. That's the name of the school, University High. And we want to pray for the students. We want to pray for safety, security, and we want to pray for the educators. Father, we thank you for University High. And we thank you, Lord, that today that school will be open as it usually is. Students will arrive. There will be an atmosphere in that facility. Staff, administrators, educators, security personnel, maintenance folk will be there as well. And Father, we pray that that mix would be one that creates an atmosphere that is peaceful, so that the purpose for that institution will be totally fulfilled today, and that is to educate our youth. And we pray, O God, that the homes the youth are coming from today, as they wake up, will be a place of peace, a place, Lord, that supports and comforts them, even as they go forward to school, to get there and to be challenged by learning, by wisdom, by understanding, and that they will be victorious as they seek to learn and to grow. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, even that every administrator, principal, assistant principals, teachers, nurses, and cafeteria workers, and security personnel, maintenance personnel, that they all would be on their P's and Q's and sharp today, and that your will be done in those schools, as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. So at the end of this day, there is peace, there is joy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I make a final call for a praise report or a prayer request as our time winds down. It's precious. I would encourage you to raise your voice, if you will, in the name of Jesus, for his honor and for his glory, on this day, Thursday, September 20. Six, that we have as a privilege to come before him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for this broadcast on today, that all our technology is working We thank you. And we see it as an honor, Father, that you've given us another day and another chance, a day with brand new mercies. Yes, a day of grace out of your great love and compassion. And Father, we invite you today to join us in our joy. Join us as we rejoice, as we praise. Join us even in our weepings, for those that are sad, for whatever reason. It could be sad because your will is not being done. Sadness because all of the evil and wickedness that exists is before our eyes. Well, comfort the hearts. Comfort our hearts as we are saddened by the reality that there's loss, there's death, death to futures, death to ambitions, death to potentials, and even physical death. We pray this day that in our communities, wherever your people are found, that righteousness will prevail. Truth will prevail over the lie. Righteousness prevails over wickedness and evil. In the name of Jesus. Across the earth today, this is a day of victory. This is a day of the glory of God in the earth, filling it up. Wherever your people are found, we speak peace, strength, and glory to you. Father, I pray for all of our intercessors, our prayer partners that are on with us live, and for those that will be streaming later. We pray right now that you would strengthen each of them in their inner man, cause them to be bold, strong, be able to stand in the face of whatever challenge occurs on this day. That we will end the day praising you. We thank you. You are our majesty, and majesty and power to you, our King. Bless each of our prayer partners right now with strength and health. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We trust that you will be able to join us on tomorrow. Thank you for being with us today. Pray for us and pray for me, Pastor Aubrey Gregory, as you sit, bless your meal. Just say, Lord, bless Pastor Gregory and his wife, Elizabeth. We need the prayer. Cover us as you can. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
As you pass, this is Liz.
God bless you all.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bless each and everyone on this prayer line. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
God bless.
Yes.
Day.
Praise God.